Let us offer a word of prayer. Gracious and merciful God, we simply ask that the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of us here may reflect something of your word, of life, and of love, and of promise. In Jesus' name, amen. Where does the wind go when it stops? A little boy asks his mother. It blows away to make the trees dance somewhere else, she answers. This is just one in a series of questions the little boy asks his mother in one of my favorite children's books of all time. Where does the wind go? A book given to my now 21-year-old son for his third birthday. I've held on to it all these years, though I, as you know, have given away a lot of books lately. There are actually still plenty available, so help yourself after the service. But I will keep this children's book so long after we need it at home because of the beautiful and faithful truth that it conveys. Why does the day have to end? The boy asks as his mother tucks him in for bed. So the night, with the moon and the stars and the darkness to dream in, can begin. A day ends and night begins. This is how we begin Advent, looking for signs in the sky, gazing at the movement of the sun and the stars and the moon, scanning the darkness to see signs of hope. Perhaps the churning skies will reveal that the night holds something for us, something important, something critical to our faith. We long to look down with tender eyes and joyful hearts on the newborn baby in the manger. I know I do. We long to celebrate the infant Christ's arrival on earth. We can hardly wait for that day. It is such a delight to see the manger already in Fellowship Hall. But today, God calls us to lift our eyes up and watch the clouds and the stars. A power that shakes the heavens is on the way. And that power is the power of life that extends beyond any ending, and love that transcends fear and struggle and even death itself. This is the astonishing promise of Advent. Whatever may come to pass, the sacred presence of Christ breathes in the shadows and appears just when we wonder if we will ever see him again. A vigil of trust, someone calls Advent. A vigil of trust. A time, a season, in which we are called to explore and risk ever deeper depths of faith. Faith in the liberating power of the one whose birth we prepare to celebrate. The foundations may be shaken around us. Some things will end. We ourselves may be changed, but this is a season to trust in new ways that the words of Christ's love will never pass away. Trust, a little bit at a time, a candle each Sunday. This is not a time to rush, though there are certainly things to do and urgent matters at hand. This is a time to be still on the outside, but still moving on the inside. A time to look at the trees emptied of their leaves, leaning against the winter sky, and ask ourselves what we might be called to let go of if we are to lean ever more faithfully into the mystery. We are given such startling and disorienting apocalyptic images of Jesus' second coming on the first Sunday of Advent to encourage us to trust more deeply than ever before. Such images remind us of all that Jesus will go through for the love of us and for the love of the world once he arrives for the first time. How he shakes the foundations from the very beginning. How before he can walk and talk, Herod is after him. How the boundless love he shares with children and outcasts, with the ill, with the suffering, with widows and tax collectors, offends his hometown, drives the religious authorities to murderous plots. But how Jesus keeps testifying to the truth in the face of such fierce opposition. How the powers of evil and death keep tracking him down until they find him. How he suffers, how he gives everything up, and how he rises again for the love of us. This is a love we can trust in the night and in the day, in every season of the year and every season of our lives. It is a love you have taught me to trust. It is a love this world longs to trust. So raise your heads and stay alert. The days are surely coming. The end is drawing near, but so is a beginning.